you know.
So just jubilation, yeah. And then...
Jubilation. And
within
then...
Within 24 hours, you have the lawsuits rolling in.
Yes.
so obviously between then and Abbott signing HB 40 must have been pretty tense, I think.
Yeah, I think it is good for people to realize the state of our democracy, because the American Legislative Exchange Council, ALEC, was behind HB 40. And they've also been behind every atrocious bill since the 80s. But they are, it's a group of lobbyists. They take our so-called representatives, they wine and dine them behind closed doors. In Vegas, for example, is where one of these conventions happened. And there, while they're wining and dining them, they present to them these model bills like HB 40. And they say, here's this model bill that you, Senator, can take back to Florida, and you, Senator, can take back to Texas. And then they get these bills passed. And so when communities like Denton or any other community plans these lobbying trips to go down and talk to our representatives and tell them about our children with asthma, those bills have been bought and paid for behind the scenes long before the communities ever have an opportunity to speak up. And that is what I really want people to take away from this whole story, is like, we have to fight ALEC. We have to fight these lobbyists and these groups that are prepaying for these bills behind the scenes. And we have to have campaign finance reform, because otherwise the community's voice is never going to be heard. It's never going to have enough money. It's never going to be loud enough to maintain our democracy. And so now, yeah, I mean, I could go on about that, but that is what happens. So they're basically, ALEC is funding these representatives' campaigns, and they are thereby getting these bills, you know, onto the floor of our state hearings. So it's like, by the time the community shows up, it's just a horse and pony show at that mm-hmm. point, you know? Yeah.
Were you already, that aware of kind of the inner workings of the system when this was going on, or did you kind of read into it more after HB 40?
Right. I think it was a definite wake-up call, mm-hmm. you know, because we were genuinely happy about our success. And I think that we knew we were chancing a lawsuit, but I think that I personally thought the democracy would be stronger than to overthrow a vote, a democratic vote, you know? But it's not, and that's good for people to know. I would rather people not believe in a farce. Like, if anything, it was a massive education effort, not only about what fracking is and the dangers of it, but the state of local democracy. And you see that now. I mean, look at what just went on the record recently. Those guys went on record saying, we hope this is the worst year for local democracy ever. I mean, that's their goal. That is their stated, vocalized goal, is to undermine local democracy. So, yeah. And I think, too, after that, you know, we were, like, speaking at different conferences, and people wanted us to come share our story. How did we do this? How did we win the ban, and what happened afterwards? So I was meeting with people from all over the country, and they were working on local issues. They were working on issues against CAFOs in their communities. They were working on issues of indoor smoking and all these kind of local control rights issues, and all of them went back to ALEC, you know? And so... yeah, I think it's a beast that needs to be taken on for sure.